Be full of joy in the Lord always. I will say again, be full of joy. Let all men see that you are gentle and kind. The Lord is coming soon. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need. And when you pray, always give thanks. And God's peace will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. The peace that God gives is so great we cannot understand it. Brothers, continue to think about things that are good and worthy of praise. Think about the things that are true and honourable and right and pure and beautiful and respected. And do what you learned and received from me. Do what I told you and what you saw me do. And the God who gives peace will be with you.
Thank you, Julia. Well read. Let me ask a question. What has been your scariest experience? Let me tell you about a scary experience that I had. So Trisha, my wife, and our younger daughter Claire were up in the mountains in the Andes in Ecuador. We were going for a walk and we were up in the clouds. It was misty, so there's a hush. Things quiet and still in the clouds. And suddenly there's the angry barking of dogs, and three dogs rushed at us out of the mist. And I have to say, we were worried. We prayed that the dogs wouldn't bite, and we turned around, and we just walked steadily, looking straight in front of us, no running. And the dogs yapped around us for a while, and eventually they decided that we were off their territory, and they disappeared. We were worried for a time there. I think most of us would be scared by the noise of angry animals. We trusted God and kept steady, but I must admit we held hands too. What sort of things make you anxious? Most of our worries are not sudden scares like that. I think most of us would react in a frightened way. But the anxieties that the Bible is talking about are things that build up in our minds gradually. Do you get anxious about tests at school? Actually, you know, half the tests you do at school are to test the school and not you in particular, so you should relax. Do you get anxious about having to meet a deadline? This project must be finished by the 31st of March, and you look as though you've got about 5 months' work to do now. Do you get anxious about that kind of a situation? Are you worried about being in the dark? Do you need to have a light on the landing when you go to sleep? Are you worried about teasing at school? That's a really difficult thing to deal with. It's very natural to be bothered about these things. Well, we've been reading some verses which help us when we're worried. And if you look at what Paul says in the part of the letter to the Philippians that Julia read, he talks about rejoicing as well as being anxious. There are some sense of opposites here. Because when he's telling us in the same place where he's telling us to not be anxious, he's saying, be full of joy, rejoice, he says. And he obviously wants to make a point of this because he continues, I will say it again, be full of joy, rejoice. I think there's a sort of sliding scale here. At one end, there's a state of being very anxious. And at the other end, being full of joy. And I suspect each of us is somewhere on the line in the middle. So do the people that Paul is writing to have much reason to rejoice? Paul tells them to be full of joy as though they had things to rejoice about. Well, actually, the situation in the church at the time was very difficult. Paul, who had helped to found the church, was in prison. So let's suppose that our pastor has been taken to prison. We don't know what's going to happen to him. Let's suppose we're thinking, well, we don't know what the authorities are going to do with the rest of us. Is there going to be trouble for all of us? How difficult is it going to be to continue as a church? Not only that, but there were arguments in the church, and Paul pleads with two women to agree with each other. But Paul can tell them to rejoice. Not only that, he does a lot of rejoicing himself. When you read through the letter, despite being in chains, is how he describes himself. If you read the whole letter, you'll see the sort of thing he rejoices about. One is the fact that the good news about Jesus is being preached, one way or another. One is the fact that his expectation is that through the prayers of the church, he will be released from prison. He will be released from, probably it was house arrest. But even if he isn't, he will still be with Christ. And another reason for his joy is the concern the Philippian church has for him. So the sort of joy that Paul is writing about here is the sort of deep joy you get when, for example, someone shows you real kindness. Isn't that a lovely thing? Doesn't that give you such a warm feeling in your heart that somebody's been really kind to you? You know you didn't deserve it, but they showed you love. When you see someone get baptized and hear their testimony, that's a real thrill for those of us who love Jesus. But when you have that sort of inner confidence that God is working things out for the best, that's the kind of joy that Paul is talking about. Have you been told what the letters of joy stand for? J-O-Y. Have you heard this one? It's Jesus first, others next, and yourself last. Joy in the Bible is not at all the same as having fun. I mean, not that having fun is wrong in itself, but joy that the Bible's talking about is about giving and receiving love. It's about being glad to see good things happen to other people. It's about knowing we'll always be with Jesus. Understanding what joy means, we can now look at what being worried means at the other end of the scale. We get anxious when we don't give and receive love, or when we're jealous about good things that hadn't happened to other people, or when we're focused on ourselves and not and not on God. The sort of anxiety Paul is talking about here is a self-centered anxiety. So how do we move from worry to joy? Paul writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, every situation, do not be anxious." You'll remember that one. About anything. "But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." So, turning from focusing on ourselves, we take our needs to God. That's what prayer is about. Let's just hand these things over to God. God knows all about these things. God is concerned to do what is good and to bring us through to a place where we can praise him. We take our needs to God and we give thanks. And then the promise is that we'll be guarded by the peace of God. Peace is another opposite of anxiety. In putting our trust in God, he will give us a kind of inner peace to defend ourselves against worries, like an inner keep. Do you know what keeper we use as a doing word, don't we? He will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Do you know what a keep is? Well, the next picture will show us a keep. This is Castle Rising Castle in Norfolk. Have you been there? And the keep is the building in the middle. See, the castle would have had walls around it to defend it on those banks. That's the first line of defence. And then the keep is the place in the middle which is really strongly defended. It's a stronghold or a tower. And that's the kind of picture that Paul is giving us. He will guard. He will guard in the sense that he will be in you to protect you against invaders. There's another picture of this in the way that our bodies defend themselves against invaders. You know, our bodies, God has made wonderfully made our bodies, and all the time there are things which are trying to get inside us, like bacteria, which will do us harm, and the body is constantly fighting these things off. It has an inner defense system. And the peace of God works like this. As we trust in God, there's something inside that God puts there to defend us against things which worry us and cause us anxiety. We need to move in a positive direction. What's important in our lives is not so much where we are, but which direction we're moving in. Anxiety is negative, peace is positive. Let's move from being anxious to being at peace. We do that by turning to God and bringing all our concerns to him, thinking positively. And that's what Paul writes about in the last paragraph that Julia read. We think positively. We think about being thankful, about thinking good things, thinking about what other people would appreciate, thinking about things which are true and right, thinking about things which are pure and beautiful. There's a list of good things to think about that Paul gives us here. And the promise is that in doing things, these good things, thinking these good things, the God of peace will be with you. Amen.